Welcome to the Understanding World Religions podcast with Daniel White III. The purpose of this podcast is to help you become informed about the various religious beliefs that exist in the world today. Daniel White III is the president of Gospel Light Society International and a national best-selling author. He holds a master's degree in religion, a master of divinity degree, and a master of theology degree from Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary. He also holds a bachelor's degree in religion from Texas Wesleyan University. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we're using, Understanding World Religions in 15 Minutes a Day by Gary R. Morgan. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at understandingworldreligionspodcast.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Understanding World Religions podcast. This is episode number 39. My name is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you become informed about the various religious beliefs that exist in the world today. In the interest of full disclosure, I am a Christian, and I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. However, I do have 2 degrees in religion, and with the knowledge of all of these religions, I have chosen to be and remain a Christian. Religion is the driving force behind much of what happens in the world today, particularly when it comes to the big three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Religious differences have and continue to spark wars, create nations, and spawn ongoing conflict, along with doing much good down through the centuries. No matter what religion you adhere to, or even if you claim that you don't adhere to any religion at all, you need to have a basic understanding of the world's religions in order to understand what is happening in the world today, so that you can be better informed and a more useful citizen of your nation and of the world. Without some knowledge of religion, you will not understand the underpinnings of what is happening in an increasingly global society. Our quote for today for understanding religion is from Theodore Roosevelt. He said, "Wide differences of opinion in matters of religious, political, and social belief must exist if conscience and intellect alike are not to be stunted, if there is to be room for healthy growth." In this podcast, we are making our way through Gary R. Morgan's book, Understanding World Religions in 15 Minutes a Day, and I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book that we are using, Understanding World Religions in 15 Minutes a Day by Gary R. Morgan. Pardon me. It is available on our website for just $20. Our Understanding World Religions topic for today is Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses are well known for the door-to-door pairs who encourage people to join Bible studies and purchase Watchtower literature. They have produced more than 30 billion pieces of literature rather, and spend over 1 billion hours annually distributing it. The Watchtower magazine is published in nearly 200 languages and has a worldwide circulation that more than doubles that of Reader's Digest. Jehovah's Witness theology is based on the writings of Charles Taze Russell, who, influenced by certain Adventist preachers as to the second coming of Christ, founded the Zion's Watchtower and Herald of Christ's Presence magazine in 1879. He wrote articles teaching that Christ had returned invisibly in 1874 and would establish God's visible kingdom in 1914. Soon after, he established Zion's Watchtower Tract Society, the forerunner of the current Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. As they do today, Russell's followers sold books, magazines, and other literature door-to-door. In 1904, he completed his 6-volume studies in the Scriptures. And then 1914 passed without Russell's prophecies coming true, and he died in 1916. His successor was Joseph Rutherford, a prolific writer of nearly 100 books and tracts. Rutherford taught that Christ's invisible return began rather than ended in 1914, and that God's kingdom would arrive in 1925. This also failed. When Rutherford died in 1942, his replacement was Nathan Knorr, best known for, 1, his training programs for door-to-door work, and 2, the New World Translation of the Bible, which restored the name Jehovah to the New Testament. Jehovah is based on an Old Testament Hebrew word translated Lord in most English versions. It does not exist in Greek, the primary original New Testament language. The New World Translation also differs from recognized scholarship in altering the translation of passages that touch on the deity of Christ. Even before Knorr's death in 1977, major reorganization of the Watchtower Society and its entities occurred. Under his leadership, the Society had predicted Christ would return in 1975 and establish an earthly paradise. When this likewise failed, many witnesses were disillusioned. A second restructuring followed in 2000, separating administrative duties from the ministry of the Word. Subsequent leaders have sought to downplay the setting of dates and create explanations for the seeming failure of previous prophecies. Jehovah's Witnesses are discouraged from questioning their leaders' teachings. The Watchtower has admonished we should seek for dependent Bible study rather than for independent Bible study. Central to these teachings are that God the Father is Jehovah and that He, the only true God, must be referenced by this name alone. Jesus is a lesser little g-god created by Jehovah as the Archangel Michael. Through him, the world and everything else was created. The Trinity, therefore, is a false teaching with origins in ancient Babylonian theology. Jesus' earthly life was not an incarnation. His birth was as an ordinary human, is what they believe. Thus, his sacrificial death on the cross canceled out Adam's sin, but no one else's. Further, his resurrection was as an angelic spirit being, not with a glorified body. His bodily appearances to his disciples were in a temporary form, as angels can sometimes take on a temporary body. And finally, with regard to the nature of God, Jehovah's Witnesses teach that the Holy Spirit is an impersonal force, not the third person of the Trinity. With regard to humanity, Jehovah's Witnesses speak of Christ's ransom as applying only to those who earn it through adherence to watchtower doctrine and practices. Among the righteous are two classes of people, the anointed class, Numbers 144,000, taken from Revelation 7:4. This group is variously described as either witnesses. They will not go to heaven, but will live forever in an earthly paradise. Humans have no eternal spirit that lives on after physical death. The body simply lies in the grave until the resurrection. At Christ's return, the dead are raised, and the great battle of Armageddon takes place, followed by the judgment. The anointed ones go to heaven, the other sheep go to the earthly paradise, and all the rest are annihilated and cease to exist. Socially, the Jehovah's Witnesses face a number of challenges. They do not celebrate any holidays, religious or national, or even birthdays, since they view a holiday as giving honor to someone or something other than Jehovah. For the same reason, they refuse to salute the flag or say the Pledge of Allegiance. More controversially, Witnesses refuse to have blood transfusions, believing the Bible prohibits it. The Supreme Court ruled that religious conviction does not allow someone to refuse blood transfusion if it is court-ordered. But court intervention has been rare, and many have died in need of a transfusion. Now for an extra minute. The idea that the highest God created the universe through a lesser little g God is not new with Jehovah's Witnesses teaching. The ancient Greeks believed spirit was pure and flesh, the material world, was evil. In order to avoid contamination by proximity to material things, the high God created a lesser little g God through whom the world was created. This philosophy crept into some early Christian heresies as an attempt to explain how Jesus could still be God, yet not equal to God the Father. The essential unity and equality of the Father, Son, and Spirit is well supported in Scripture, however meaning that Jehovah's Witnesses are not, nor have they ever claimed to be, just another Christian denomination. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity to learn about what is out there in the world by way of religion. Give us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love all people and to witness to them and tell them the true and right way of trusting Christ as Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing, beloved, I would like to say that even though we are covering many religious belief systems in this podcast, there is only one way of truly being cleansed of your sins, and only one way that you can be guaranteed an eternal home in heaven with God when you die. And that way is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. And dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior in the free pardon of your sins, May I encourage you to get to know him today. Here's how. Now, beloved, in closing, I would like to say that even though we are covering many religious belief systems in this podcast, there is only one way of truly being cleansed of your sins, and only one way that you can be guaranteed an eternal home in heaven with God. That way is through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. If you do not yet believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, may I encourage you to trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, dear friend, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, this is bad news, but let me say quickly, I have some good news for you. His name is Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9 through 13 says, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Understanding World Religions podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we're using, Understanding World Religions in 15 Minutes a Day, by Gary R. Morgan. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at understandingworldreligionspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Understanding World Religions podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcasts, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store.